If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark,
welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today. It's the last hour for us before the weekend. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And our guest for this segment, I'm so excited to talk to you, Lori Bertrand, is the new president and CEO of the Ronald McDonald House Charities Northeast Wisconsin. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So for those, I mean, I feel like Ronald McDonald House is, I've always remembered growing up and knowing what it was, having Ronald McDonald be the spokesperson and seeing the commercials. But just as a reminder, even though it's been around for a long time, what does Ronald McDonald House do?
Yeah, so the mission of the Ronald McDonald House is to keep families close and promote the health and well-being of children. So really what it's about creating a space, a home away from home, for families that have to seek care for their child that far from home, right? So it's a place that people can go. They have a warm bed to sleep in, meals, a warm bed to sleep in, comfortable beds to sleep in, meals, all this, all the things that you need to be really focused on your child and the situations that you're dealing with, and take some of that burden of where do I stay? How are we going to manage this when we live 3 hours away? So,
which is happening more and more because it's like the consolidation of hospitals, not just for kids getting treated, but for adults getting treated. Sometimes the closest place that can actually serve the needs of what your care needs to be is not close to home.
It's not right next door. And if it is, you know, there's so much, you know, you don't realize how important that is when you can't get the best treatment that you need. Unless you go far from home, you don't realize all those barriers that exist there. So it's really awesome that the Ronald McDonald House can provide a space for those families to come in, have those reoccurring appointments, or maybe they've got an inpatient child that's there for a really long time. And one of the most beautiful pieces of it is it's about the family. So it's not just about a sick or injured child, you know, dealing with a health crisis and their parent or grandparent that's helping them, but we allow the siblings to come and be a part of that too. So it's as much as it's a hard thing to see when families are on probably their toughest journey ever with their child, it's really nice to see that the other sibling that, you know, gets a chance to still be around mom and dad, still be in the house and still be a part of it and not kind of put somewhere else at grandma's house for 3 months. They get to stay with us and with their family.
And I think that's so important, Lori, what you just pointed out is that this can be a multi-month long stay depending upon what kind of treatment people are getting, right?
Try putting the I don't think her headshot.
That's all right.
She was asking about as far as like if people don't necessarily always realize that you can be there for like months and that this isn't just a weekend. This can be like a long term stay.
Absolutely, we have families. The average stay is about 11 days, but we've had families up from, you know, during the pandemic, we had a family that was there for 471 days. So can you imagine
that? Oh, my
gosh. 471 days.
I can't even wrap my brain around that.
Yeah. I mean, so what does that end up being? A little over a year and a half?
Yeah. I mean, there was, you know, we had to rent a U-Haul to get everything that they acquired while they were there to be able to go home. But so nice that they were able to do that, you know, and had that place to stay.
And so, as I said in your introduction, you are pretty new.
I am.
So you were at the American Cancer Society. And what inspired the change? I mean, obviously, similarities, I'd imagine. But what was the motivating factor to take on Ronald McDonald House?
Yes. Well, you know, when I was with the American Cancer Society, I was incredibly passionate. They have an incredibly strong mission. And one of the things I always said, because it was such a big mission, is that, you know, my role, what we did at the American Cancer Society was create more moments for people that needed those moments that maybe wouldn't get them otherwise. And when I happened to see the posting for the Ronald McDonald House, it just spoke to me. I mean, there's no better way to say it. You know, I am a very family-oriented person. I love the thought of creating moments. And this house gives the space for families to create moments when maybe they wouldn't be able to based on the circumstances that they're facing. So it's such a powerful mission. It's a mission filled with gratitude And honestly, seeing the, we have over 350 volunteers that help us run this house every single day. So it's seeing the volunteers come in and the passion that they have. It's seeing the families and their hearts are so open and so thankful for the fact that this house exists. And I mean, it's one of those things where you're kind of like, how could you not want to be a part of it? You know, it's just an incredibly strong mission and it's so incredibly important. So
for the 350 volunteers, what kind of work are they doing when they volunteer?
They are doing everything you can imagine. I always say, so when I load the dishwasher at home twice a day, I tend to get a little angry that I got to load it twice a day, you know, and we have volunteers that come in and just help us empty dishwashers to make sure our families have the dishes in the right cabinet. So when they want to, they have time and the ability to make a meal, they can. We have, you know, volunteers come in and help us make beds and get the rooms ready for our families and, you know, art sessions, you know, clean up our art room because the kids love to draw. I always joke there's this blue patch on the wall. And I always say, you know, it's not a house if there's not coloring or something stuck to the wall, right? So this house really is a home. These kids and these families make it that way. And our volunteers, you know, really do anything you do at your house to keep it clean and to keep it organized. That's what our volunteers help us do.
Wow. And you said there's lots of opportunities to volunteer.
Absolutely. There's many volunteers and many ways you can volunteer. You can see those on our website. So if it's rmhc-easternwi.org. But if you go there's so many different ways. You could make meals for families. You could help us prep our lunch to go program, which is a program where we just kind of get sandwiches and fruits and vegetables cut up so families can pack a bag to take with them to the hospital. So there's so many different ways. I always say if there's something you enjoy doing or just know that that would make a great impact in someone's life, we have it for you, and we would love to get you set up with an opportunity to do that.
And Lori, we've had the opportunity to talk to other nonprofits in the last few months, and it's just so interesting because the volunteers, not that they take on a life of themselves, but it's good for the volunteers. Volunteers do it because it makes them feel good. It gives them a sense of community, right? And a sense of belonging.
Absolutely. You know, I am new. I've been there for just about 3 months, and it's incredible to see how many of these volunteers have been around for 20 years. You know, we have volunteers that have surpassed 1,000 hours of volunteerism.
Wow.
I mean, that's crazy and that's amazing. And these people, just their heart is so invested in making sure our families have the best experience when really they are going through those really tough times.
And so one of the other things that has happened since you joined is the expansion of the Ronald McDonald House, which I found out at the right as we were starting is right by Children's.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us more about what the expansion looks like, feels like.
Yeah. So a very big team of volunteers and staff worked really hard to be able to open 14 new long-term rooms. And what a long-term room is for us is it's a family that stays 60 days or more. And it's just a space that's a little bit more spread out. It fits a few more family members because when you're together that long in, you know, small quarters, families need a little bit of space to be able to navigate that journey a little bit. So
you need to be able to shut a door.
Yes, shut a door, take a breath, you know, watch a TV, two different TVs instead of just the one in the room. So that expansion has 14 new long-term rooms. It has an indoor and an outdoor all abilities play area, which is so fantastic because we have a secret garden outside and we've got a little play area, but we don't really have that place for kids to run and be, you know, like be kids when they need to be kids.
Yeah.
So what's so great is we saw just around Halloween, the first use of that playground, we saw a little boy in his Superman costume in the swing. And we were so excited to see, you know, it being utilized and like kind of that Imagine campaign come to life for us. As well as seeing the first snowman built out there. Like, it's just so great to see. So we've got indoor and outdoor play areas, a beautiful kitchen for our families on the expansion on that long-term room area, as well as a pet therapy area, which is just so cute. You feel like you're out in the field, little dog houses with dog bones, and being able to meet the pets and the friends of the house that come in to keep our families happy.
Oh, that's so great. And so what are some of the events that are coming up in the first half of 2023?
Yeah, so we've got, well, coming up very soon on February 6th, we have our chef's dinner. It's an amazing event with six courses and paired with six different wines. It's a sold out event that people are really excited for. Everyone I talk to is like, oh, that's my favorite event. So that's coming up. We've got our gala this summer. We've got a pop tab, a toss day, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's the little tab on the top of your sodas or your beverages. Schools, families, people all across the state collect those and bring them in and help us change that into funds to help support our mission.
I actually have a friend, now that you say that, because you say pop instead of soda.
Yeah.
I'm one of the rare people who says soda. So I was like, pop tabs. I was like, oh, soda tabs. Yeah. But I have a friend. I had a friend who actually had childhood cancer. And so to this day, he still collects them.
Yep.
And so when we remember to take them off and save them for AJ, because he still collects them and turns them in. And so that, what month is that?
That's coming up this summer.
Okay.
This summer. And I always laugh because since I've started here, I don't know how many of them I pulled out of the dryer because people give them to me, you shove them in your pockets, and now they're in my dryer.
Careful with that. I was once warned that, like, because I leave a trail of bobby pins almost everywhere I go, and also leave them in the dryer. And I'm happy that, knock on wood, they have not ruined
my
dryer.
Cause a problem. Yep.
And so if people want to volunteer or attend one of these events, where's more information that they should reach out to?
Yeah, so our website, so again, that's rmhc-easternwi.org. You can also call us at the house. I mean, we've got a wonderful, friendly staff and some wonderful volunteers that help answer those phones and get you guys to the right places.
And so final question, does Ronald McDonald still make appearances?
He certainly does. He certainly does, especially at those special events. We love to have him out there to help support us, and everybody loves to see him. So
it's so funny because I feel like it's just what you look for. Because as a kid, I feel like I was on the lookout for Ronald McDonald on commercials and such. And I feel like I see him less these days, but I might also just be because I'm 36 and not on the lookout for Ronald McDonald anymore. All right. Well, Lori Bertrand, thank you so much for coming in. I'm so excited to see in your new role, things that develop and new projects and everything that the Ronald McDonald House is doing. So thank you so much for your work and thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back to talk about Friday the 13th. This is As Goes Wisconsin. When you cry, I'll never let go, never say goodbye. You know you can't count on me. Like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know. Supposed to do, oh yeah.